Global buyout funds KKR, Carlyle, Apax Partners, and PAG have submitted non-binding bids to acquire JB Chemicals and Pharmaceuticals Limited at a valuation of about 5,000 crore, $650 million, multiple people in the know told the Economic Times. JB Modi and family, promoters of JB Chemicals, have been engaged in talks to sell their 56% stake in the listed firm since May last year. The group has a presence in several regulated and semi-regulated markets, including Russia and countries of the Commonwealth of Independent States. Its manufacturing units are in Ankleshwar, Panoli, Gujarat, and Daman and Diu. Energy to telecom conglomerate Reliance Industries Limited, RIL, is in advanced discussions to acquire a majority stake in online pharmacy NetMeds for up to 150 million rupees, including a fresh infusion to expand its operations, three people privy to the development told the Times of India. Analtquo, the deal is happening at a slight premium to their last funding round valuation, and Requo, said one the persons cited above. The existing backers of NetMeds include healthcare investor Orbi Med, MAPE Advisory, Systema Asia Fund and Singapore-based Downpen Cambodia Group. The company last raised $35 million in its Series C round of funding. Reliance, previously acquired 82% in Bengaluru-based C-Square Info Solutions, which makes software for distributors, retailers and sales force in the pharma sector, for 82 crore. Meanwhile, Housing Development Finance Corporation Limited, HDFC, plans to raise up to 8,000 crore to prepare for future uncertainties amid widespread economic disruptions from the COVID-19 outbreak, four persons familiar with the development told Mint. The capital raise could be done through a sale of shares to qualified institutional investors, sale of warrants, or a rights issue, the persons cited above said. Andalquo. The money will be used mainly to prepare the housing finance company to deal with higher provisioning costs and to expand inorganically through the acquisition of majority stakes in lending businesses at cheap valuations, and Requo, one of the persons said without disclosing his identity. In another development, the government is looking to sell its entire stake in FMCG and Hospitality and Cigarette Major ITC and Axis Bank Limited to raise around 22,000 crore by the end of this week or early next week, a private sector lender told the Economic Times. The government held stakes through specified undertaking of the Unit Trust of India, SUUTI, which owns a 7.94% stake in ITC and 4.69% in Axis Bank, as on March 31, 2020, the report said. For the current fiscal year, the government has sought to raise an ambitious 210,000 crore from the sale of holdings in state-run companies. Minority stake sale in Life Insurance Corp, LIC, through an initial public offer and equity sale in IDBI Bank may fetch the government close to 90,000 crore. Sources said that the various mutual funds and LIC are also expected to participate in the proposed share sale. Analtquo. The proposed transaction is expected at a marginal discount of 2-3% to underlying trading price on the transaction date, and Requo, said a person quoted above. Of the 51 companies, 8 firms in which SUUTI owns significant stakes are and NSDL, STCI Finance, Over the Counter Exchange of India, Stockholding Corporation of India, UTI EAS and UTI Infrastructure Technology Services, Northeastern Development Finance Corporation and NSDLE Governance Infrastructure.